God.
I shouldn't have come out to play with a big boy's wean because you're about to get a proper Scottish welcome.
What?
Oh, crap!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another movie review for the Men in Tights podcast. Yes, it's not the one that I had originally planned on doing, and I had posted about it a couple months ago, but yeah, I say a lot of things, and it's also not the podcast I had been initially planning to do for the first one of 2024. I was going to be doing one to close out 2023. I had planned on talking about how 2023 was the year that proved Triple H is the best booker in professional wrestling today, and I might do that at a later date, might not, we'll see. But yes, I am here reviewing the Uncharted film that was released in almost 2 years ago, and it's a film based off of the video game series that had reignited my love of gaming, and it of course stars Tom Holland as Nathan Drake and Mark Wahlberg as Victor Sullivan, and then we have also Sophia Ali as Chloe Fraser, Tatiana Gabrielle as Joe Braddock, Antonio Banderas as Santiago Moncada. And we also have an appearance from Nathan's brother, Sam Drake, played by Rudy Pankow. I don't know how that's pronounced, but and immediate thoughts before I get into the rest of it. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie very, very much. And if you have Netflix, you can check that out until January the 17th. That's when I will be leaving Netflix. So if you have Netflix, check it out while you can. And I will say, I know a lot of people complained about how it didn't stay true to the story, blah, 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 which I get that from one perspective, but at the same time, I'm someone who has always been okay with them. If the story can grab my attention and pull me in, then I'm okay with them taking creative liberties with the story. Because it doesn't have to be a beat-by-beat, shot-for-shot, complete carbon copy of the video games, because if I wanted that, I would just play the video games. Yeah, I know, The Last of Us, you know, which I reviewed, you can check that out on the archives of the Men in Tights podcast. I reviewed every episode of season 1, and a sidebar, we've got the official confirmation for season 2 that Caitlin Dever, or Dever, however you pronounce it, will be playing Abby Anderson in season 2 for The Last of Us, and I'm excited. I'm a fan of hers, have been a fan of hers for years. I'm just hopeful she'll be prepared for the, as I've described it on Threads, the King Joffrey level of hatred that could be potentially coming her way from the real fans on social media. But I have a feeling she's going to knock it out of the park, just as the rest of the cast of The Last of Us has done, Bella Ramsey, Pedro Pascal, and the rest of them. But yeah, back to Uncharted. Was directed by Ruben Fleischer, and if you're wondering where that name is familiar, it's because he's also the director of Zombieland, Gangster Squad, Zombieland Double Tap, and Venom. And as of right now, if some of the stuff I've read is to be believed, that there might be a follow-up to this, and I'm hoping he'll be on board for that as well. But anyways, yep. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie itself, and I enjoyed all the little references, Easter eggs, and nods to the video games, and again, I do not have a problem with them altering some details for the characters and the story to fit the story that they're trying to tell and the world that they're trying to build. Because the film, it opens very much like Uncharted 4, where we see Nate and Sam at the orphanage, the Sir Francis orphanage, and it opens up very much like how it was in Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, great game. As of right now, my second favorite of the franchise, and number one has been Uncharted 2, but since replaying Uncharted 3 recently, that might be changing. I might be changing my rankings on that. Stay tuned to my social media for that. But yeah, we opened it with Nate and Sam in the orphanage, where they've both gotten in trouble, as they have before, as they'd alluded to it into the games, and some of the different things that were altered, I don't know if you want to, or just adapted or reworked for the movie, is that rather than, as we see in the video game Uncharted 3, that Nate acquires the ring of Sir Francis Drake at the museum in Cartagena. And here we see that Sam gives Nate the ring on the necklace, which I've been trying to get a good replica of that for the longest time to own. You know, an official one, not a one that's made by somebody else, that it's, you know, where the details are not as strong. Hoping that Sony will re-release that again from their shop, because I know they released it when the movie came out, and I'm hoping that they'll do it again. But anyways, yeah, Sam is the one who gifts the ring to him, and when Sam leaves the orphanage, he promises that he'll come back for him someday, and we are led to believe that 15 years pass, and he just hasn't stayed in touch with him like that. And then we learn along the way that actually Sam and Sully were friends, and they were partners, and they had been, you know, like all the adventures that Nate and Sully get into in the games, that's what Sam and Sully were doing in this timeline and the world of this movie. Which, again, I'm okay with. I don't need everything to be a beat-by-beat carbon copy of the games. If the story pulls me in and I'm enjoying the story, then I'm okay with them taking those creative liberties. And this is one that I'm more than okay with, because it establishes that Victor knows who Nate is, who knows who Sam is, and I'm too lazy to look at the full cast listing, so I'm looking at the Wikipedia listing. The actor that played young Nathan Drake, I want to believe that's Tom Holland's real life little brother, because he looked so much like him and was so convincing that if that's the case, I think that's perfect. And I love that little detail they put in there. And I'm not going to go by, you know, beat by beat, you know, plot point of the movie, but I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. I thought the action was great. The performances were, I mean, Mark Wahlberg as Sully, I enjoyed that a lot more than I expected to. You know, and a lot of people weren't really fans of that casting. I was not a fan of it, you know, in the beginning as well. I mean, I like Mark Wahlberg. I'm not gonna say he's a great actor, but I've enjoyed more of his movies than I've not enjoyed. It's probably the best compliment I can give. And this is one of those movies that I can say I definitely enjoyed. He surprised the hell out of me with his performance. I mean, because from my understanding that in real life, Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg are fans of the Uncharted games, so that helps for sure if that's the case. Tom Holland, I know for sure, because I've seen those videos of, you know, where they talk about Tom manifesting his life and his career, and him saying that Uncharted is his favorite video game franchise was one of those. But, yeah, I enjoyed Mark Wahlberg as Victor Sullivan. Tom Holland, thought he nailed it, knocked it out of the park as Nathan Drake. And especially even because he does a lot of stunt work on his own, you know, as we've seen in the Spider-Man movies. So him being able to do some of the stuff the physical stuff that is required for the character of Nathan Drake, definitely added to the performance, and he did such a good job of that. And Sophia Ali as Chloe Frazier, you know, of course Chloe Frazier is a major fan favorite character from the games, and she did a very good job as well. I mean, then with the antagonists of, you know, Joe Braddock, played by Tatiana Gabriel, and sorry, catching my breath, and Santiago Moncada, played by Antonio Banderas. And it's funny, because I was actually thinking about it when I was looking at the information from the movie, how it kind of follows how the games were, where you would have at least two antagonists, whereas you have the one that you think is going to be the main bad guy in the story, and then you get the other one that turns out to be the real main bad guy. You know, like, where we have in the first, you know, game, Drake's Fortune, we had Gabriel Vohman that we thought was going to be the main bad guy, but then we also are introduced to Eddie Raja, and we got Navarro. Then in Uncharted 2, we have Harry Flynn and Lazarevich. And then Uncharted 3, we get Catherine Marlowe and Talbot and Ramses for a quick little bit as well. And then we get Uncharted 4, where we meet Hector Alcazar and then Rafe. And I just love that they actually kind of kept that with the movies, where you have the two antagonist, now know which one's going to be the main baddie, but then you got this one who turns out to be the real baddie. And so I enjoyed that one, that part of the story, very, very much. And the action felt very much like the games come to life that's how I described it when I posted my initial review of it on Vero and on Threads and on Instagram, you know, because I copied and pasted this word onto all three posts. But yeah, the action felt very much like the action from the games completely. And then also, we also get in the other part of the opening that it goes from this transition to the flashback at the orphanage, where we get the airplane sequence, just like, you know, the famous airplane sequence, just like in Uncharted 3, the cargo plane sequence, which, and that's the other thing, I mean, I saw a lot of people complaining, like, oh, you can't just cherry pick these different moments and stuff from the games and just mash them all together and say it's an Uncharted movie. Again, I'm okay with that stuff. Not everything, because you can have the little references in the Easter eggs. Fans like myself, we're going to understand it, and it's going to be great. And the fans who, people who aren't familiar with the games and they're watching this movie because they love Tom Holland, they get to see some of these things, it's going to entice them to want to play the games and experience all that stuff. And however they feel about the games afterwards is on them. It's all subjective, as Ray from the Flightcast would say. And the music, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, the music was done by Ramin Djawadi. He's, you know, done the music for Westworld and Game of Thrones and other stuff that he's done for HBO, Clash of the Titans, Pacific Rim, Warcraft, Wrinkle in Time, Iron Man, Eternals, and Gears of War 4, Medal of Honor, Gears 5, so many other things that he's done work for. And yeah, his score was very, very good, did a very good job recreating the classic Nate theme from the Uncharted games. You get to hear little bits of that here and there throughout the movie. It's not on the official release of the soundtrack, unfortunately, which bugs the hell out of me. And I'm hoping that they'll release like a complete version of it somewhere where you can get the clear version of it, like a complete clear version of it, not the ones that are pulled from the movie itself, where you can hear the background sound effects and all that. But yeah, he did a very good job with the score. I enjoyed it very much. I was actually listening to it a couple of days ago as soon as I finished watching the movie. Put my earbuds in, started and listened to the soundtrack, and it's a great soundtrack as well. And yeah, really not much else I can say. I don't want to give spoilers away. It's just in the moment as I'm saying all this, I can't remember specific things like that. But you know, like, and they do have I won't say mid-credit scene, because there's technically there's two. There's one that hints at Sam, you know, because in the movie we're led to believe that Braddock had killed him in the movie at whatever point, and that's why, you know, Nate hasn't heard from him in so long. But we do see that he's actually locked away in prison. Is it a Panamanian jail like in the games? I don't know. But we also get the mid-credit scene that teases Gabriel Roman, you know, as, you know, the one of the antagonists, as I mentioned, from the first game. And we get to see Mark Wahlberg, Sully, with the mustache, which was just a lot of fun. And also Tom Holland, Nate, he's wearing a shirt similar to young Nathan Drake that we see in Uncharted 3, the red and white baseball tee, which, again, the little nods and Easter eggs here and there, I just think is really cool, and I loved it. And we get the auction house scene, which is a, you know, a reference in Easter eggs to Uncharted 4. And also in the trunk, when Nate looks through it, you see the Naughty Dog little sticker on the trunk, and I popped for that as a, you know, to use a wrestling fan term. As soon as the trunk opened and I saw the logo, I literally said it out loud, ah, Naughty Dog. I enjoyed them. And Swartz, we got the cameo of Nolan North, the Nathan Drake from the games. That was a lot of fun. And I'm sure he enjoyed that, got a nice little payday from that. And yeah, the way the movie ends, it leaves the door open for a sequel. And I really do hope that we'll get to see a sequel, because especially with Tom Holland at the age that he's in and the physical shape and conditioning that he's in, can easily carry this to a 4 or 5 movie franchise, similar to Harrison Ford and Indiana Jones. Well, although I don't think he's going to be doing it for 40 years like Harrison Ford has done, but I could see him carrying this for a good decade or so. But that is all on if Sony officially greenlights a sequel, which I hope they will. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about that, and that's gonna do it for my review of Uncharted, the movie. Again, I enjoyed it very, very much. If I had to give it a rating, I would say 3 out of 5. I think that's a fair rating. I'm not a gatekeeper that, you know, is upset that it's gonna cry and whine about it not being a complete beat by beat carbon copy of the games. I'm okay with them changing things up if it serves the story. Just like I've said with The Last of Us TV series season 1, that I was okay with some of the changes that they made, because that was a phenomenal show, winning 8 awards at the Golden Globes. I think that's what had just passed the Golden Globes. It was one of these awards shows that they just won. But which, congratulations to all of them. Great show. Can't wait for season 2 again. Happy to see Caitlin Dever, or Dever, however her last name is pronounced, officially confirmed as Abby Anderson for season 2. And, if you never played the game before, and you're going to be in for some good, good craziness in season 2. But yeah, that's going to do it for this review. I hope you all enjoyed hearing my, give my, and whatever little bit of thoughts that I have for Uncharted. I have to try to watch it again, maybe get a good digital copy, or hell, I'll even get the physical copy of it. I did enjoy it, and that could be one that I would enjoy owning a physical copy for. Maybe I can find a good Steelbook 4K release of it. And yeah, you know, I'm gonna have some more stuff coming soon for 2024. It's gonna be a year that I'm gonna try to do a lot more for the podcast and do things, trying new things for sure. And because I got some stuff cooking, as they would say, coming up in the next few months, some fun stuff that I have planned, and we'll hope that I'll be able to execute it the way that I want to, and will be able to. And one of those things potentially coming up at the beginning of April. Stay tuned for that once I get all the things confirmed for that one. And I do have one that I plan on doing very soon, a video game review for Marvel's Spider-Man 2. Got that as a Christmas gift from my brother. Thank you very much for that. And been enjoying the hell out of that one. I'm gonna be doing a review for that very, very soon. And as I said, also I'm gonna get my Royal Rumble predictions up in a few weeks. Might have some other stuff coming up before then. People that I've been talking to about having as guests on here to interview and talk about some stuff with wrestling related, movie related, video game related stuff. And stay tuned on my social media for that. You can do so on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Snapchat, Vero, all those at MenInTightsPod. If you'd like to support me, give me a like, a follow, share amongst your friends on social media, check out my store, MenInTights podcast store, and I'll also have the links to my Poshmark and eBay stores that I've been, clearing out some stuff that I've been, having a, I guess hoarding be the correct term for it, I don't know. But check out those stores. I'll have the links to all those in the description for this show. And thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. I love and appreciate every single one of you who do, and I hope you're doing well, staying safe, staying healthy, taking care of yourselves, taking care of your loved ones, and that 2024 will be a banger of a year for all of you. And this has been my review for Uncharted the movie. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.